Chapter 10. Through the leaded windows, Dr. Steiner caught a glimpse of the Maserati as it disappeared around the curve in the driveway, and he listened as the throb of the engine dwindled into silence. He lifted the receiver of the telephone and wiped it with the white handkerchief before putting it to his ear. He dialed, and while it rang, he inspected the nails of his free hand minutely. "Steiner," he said into the mouthpiece. "Yes." "Yes," he listened. "Yes, he has just left. Yes, it is arranged. No, there will be no difficulty there, I am sure." As he spoke, he was looking at the palm of his hand, and he saw the tiny beads of perspiration appear on his skin, and an expression of disgust tightened his lips. "I am fully aware of the consequences. I tell you, I know." He closed his eyes and listened for another minute without moving, as the receiver squawked and clacked, and then he opened his eyes. "It will be done in good time, I assure you. Goodbye." He hung up and went to wash his hands. "Now," he thought, as he worked up lather, "to get it past the old man."